So, Michaela,
mm-hmm.
have you ever stalked anybody on social media?
Yes.
A member of the opposite sex?
Yes.
Ooh.
Mm.
Come on. Cough it up.
Well, you.
Oh, that's not very exciting.
Well, because I needed to know, you know, about you before.
What, that I wasn't an axe murderer or something?
That's it. My single girlfriend's latest dates to make sure they're not ex-murderers.
Oh, so you're like the filter.
Mm. Yeah, so they've got to get past me first.
Uh-huh.
You know, any cute guys. Yeah, I'll stalk all the time.
Nice. Mm. I'll remember that. I'm making my profile private from now on.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership, so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
And welcome to another episode of the Tradies Business Show, where we like to stalk online.
Yeah, so if you've got a profile and it's public, just know that Michaela will stalk you, especially if you're a dude.
Yes, yeah, and a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
And we have an Instagram expert in the house today, because I was just about to share my favourite Instagram account is the one with cute guys and puppies.
It doesn't work. I'm not going to talk about the other one. Like if you go hot girls and the opposite to dogs, it just you get a whole different search. But yes. Anyway.
So we have a guest in the studio, so we should behave, Warren.
Yeah, sorry.
So we actually have an Instagram expert. So
we do.
We have Kimmo Gordon from Kimmo Gordon Marketing Solutions. Welcome.
Thank you very much. G'day, nice Kim. To be here.
Great to have you here.
And so we're going to talk all things Instagram today.
Cool. Hmm. Insta what?
Instagram.
So that's one of those stalking platforms.
It is. It's visual stalking, so it's even better, especially if you're a cute guy with puppies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
but I suppose as well, and we'll ask you a lot of questions today, Kim. I have some floating around in my head, and they're all above board.
Good. Okay.
But I suppose a big one is, why Instagram? You know, like how does it actually fit?
Hang on. We've got to do the intro and the background.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But I guarantee there's people listening to this right now that are going, why are they doing a thing on Instagram? Isn't Facebook the thing? But that's why we're doing this episode, isn't it, Michaela?
It is, yes. And Facebook bought Instagram for how many billions of dollars?
I can't remember. It was billions.
Billions of dollars, and they'd never made a cent in revenue. So if you don't understand why you should be on Instagram, that should tell you enough. Because, you know, Mark Zuckerberg's pretty smart.
So given you hate doing intros and Kim's your friend.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kim. Mm-hmm. Should we let Kim do her own intro?
Yeah. So Kim's pretty cool at marketing and all that stuff.
She knows about stuff.
Yeah. But she had a really cool background, which
everyone's going to want to listen to this.
Every guy's partner they wish worked.
Yep.
In here. So, sorry, give us a little bit of a background.
No worries. Well, my original background is in PR and marketing, and I worked for the breweries, for 4X and its parent company for about 13 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was the 4X Gold brand manager for a few years. I wasn't single at the
time. Is that how you met your husband?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. There's one way I could have met husbands. Yeah, there was plenty of
Hi, where do you work? At the brewery.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm single. Yeah, let's go.
Everyone has heard that song.
So, just a very important question. Is it true that you get free beer when you work at the brewery?
Yes, to some extent. So not unlimited free beer, but there's a staff bar on site, and so we could have a beer after work every day.
Why did you leave?
Why
did you work for yourself?
The AA meetings got really expensive.
Exactly. No, it's those things where you have a family and the full-time work isn't quite as flexible as you'd like it to be. When I did leave, I had a dining room full of beer, basically, of all the beer that I'd stockpiled. And it took us about 12 months to drink through it.
So. Wow.
Tough work, yeah. I'm sure.
I was lucky enough to actually have a bottle with my photo on the label was given to me as a farewell gift. So we've got a couple of those.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty special.
Did you taste good?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay, so Kim, while Michaela just recovers herself there, tell us a bit about what you're doing now. So 13 years with 4X or CUB?
4X, yep. Lion Nathan.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Lion Brews, yeah.
Right.
So then when I left, I started my own business. So I do marketing consulting, so develop strategies for small to medium-sized businesses. I also do web design, social media strategy and social media marketing as well. So it's sort of a bit of everything. After a background in traditional marketing, so working for a company with larger budgets and TV advertising and that sort of thing. It's now more the small to medium size and working out how to best use budgets to get the biggest bang for your buck.
And it's also knowing what worked for those big brands and being able to adapt it for smaller brands and smaller budgets.
Absolutely.
So you really do have a great unique perspective on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's been a great background. Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess that leads into another question that I had is how the heck do you go from those massive budgets where like you can really run unlimited test campaigns and have all the data analysis and people to help you with all of that.
Heaps of stubby coolers.
Yeah, beer coasters so at the surf club. But how do those things translate to small to medium business and in particular our tradie listeners?
I think, the basis of marketing is the same no matter who you're talking to and what size your budget. So it's about making sure you know who your audience is and what their sort of problems, challenges, desires are, and then making sure you speak to them in the right way, in the right place. So if you've got millions of dollars, then that can be in TV and billboards. But if you don't, there's still so many ways, and nowadays so many ways that you don't need those million-dollar budgets.
Hmm.
And I think the smaller businesses, in particular like tradies and those sorts of people, have the benefit of being flexible and able to adapt quickly, whereas the larger organisations with social media, you know, to deal with social media rapidly and quickly and spontaneously is a real challenge for them because they have so many levels, particularly in an industry like alcohol where it's so regulated as well.
Hmm.
So I think small businesses actually have much bigger opportunities these days than the larger businesses do.
It's almost like with all the new technologies and the new platforms that small businesses have the upper hand in marketing because, as you said, they can adapt to feedback from customers and to certain campaigns. You know, they can turn them on and off very quickly and reallocate resources. And I see a lot of small businesses that are actually, I think, out-marketing their big competitors.
I absolutely agree.
Because of the tools that are available to them now.
And you're your own boss largely, or it's a small company, so you're not sort of, you know, answering to shareholders necessarily or facing those sorts of challenges.
Mm.
So I think social media provides massive opportunities in that way. And also often, particularly say for your tradies, you're talking to your customers face to face as well. So you're really understanding what they want. Whereas for a large organization, unless they're getting focus groups in regularly, they're not having that face to face. There's someone else selling the product on, which is another challenge. So when you're there face to face, sort of at the coal front, so to speak, you can really get a good understanding.
Yep.
So I know you're big in social media, but I really want to target on Instagram today because it's relatively, well, it's new to our tradie guys out there that may not understand the benefit of it. But I think it's one of the easiest and best social media avenues for them to use, and it's only going to go bigger. So firstly, why should trades and small business look at Instagram?
I think one of the first reasons, it's the fastest growing social media platform. So in recent months, it's actually overtaken Facebook, not in size, but in the speed of its growth and in how people are engaging. As you said, Facebook bought out Instagram, and it's a couple of years ago now, and it's really let it grow. It hasn't interfered much. We're just now seeing advertising come through on Instagram for the first time. So it's really let its audience sort of dictate where it's gone. And the way Instagram is set up, it's not being taken over as sort of bastardized, for want of a better word, like Facebook was, because to be on there as a brand, you have to be really conscious of what you're doing. Otherwise, people just won't pay attention. But having said that, there's, you know, some numbers which can reinforce why. There's over 300 million active users every month on Instagram. And so every day, it's 75 million daily active users. Now, that's worldwide, obviously. But 75 million people log in at least once a day. Now, I log in at least 20 times a day, but at least once a day is a lot of people. And so now they're basically saying it's 13% of internet users are on Instagram.
Wow.
So there was a time where people were saying, oh, it's the younger kids, and if you're 18 to 25. But the reality is now it's a much broader audience and it's a much sort of wider use of Instagram. So.
And so Instagram is basically a visual photo sharing platform or image sharing platform, and unlike Facebook yet, it will just do the feed as the photos are coming in. So it's not like, hasn't got any special algorithm where you're only seeing certain things. You know, people share photos or images and they're just coming through in their feed as live as they're going.
So it's real time. So if you're following somebody and they put an image up, you will see it.
Which is also one of the things that I've had a number of people in business, but particularly tradies, say to me is, why would I bother with Instagram? It's just pictures like Facebook. So why do it? You know, people can't, they can comment, but it's harder to manage all that stuff, and like, why would I load my photos onto two platforms?
Yeah, and it is a, so it's one. It is an extra thing, and it is extra work. So you need to go back to that. Why would you do it? Nobody should be on Instagram because someone said they should. So it shouldn't be because that marketing person said I should be on Instagram. You should have a real reason. But the reality is, people's attention span is shrinking and shrinking every day. So for a while, we would watch a one-hour TV program, and then it was half an hour TV program, and then social media came along, and we'd look at Facebook posts or YouTube videos, and then Instagram and Twitter with Vine put up 15-second or 6-second videos, and now even that's getting too long, and now it's images, and people just want to scroll through. And if something catches their attention, then they'll pay more attention, but they're not necessarily consuming the length of content that we used to.
Yep.
And it goes back to that picture tells a thousand words. So if you get the right picture, you can convey a fantastic message, and people don't have to really expend that much energy to have a look at it.
Yep.
And also with your Instagram images, you can share them easily back to Facebook as well. So you can share between the two. So that's a benefit. But it's just that ease of consuming that. You know, you just flick through and there's beautiful images and there's dreamy things. And and it's Warwick.
And cute guys and puppies, right?
That's right.
But it is. And also the statistics show that Instagram users are actually far more engaged, which is a wanky marketing term. But they will like and share on Instagram pictures, or not comment. They'll like and comment on Instagram far more often than they will on Facebook. So they're just ready to kind of play and chat on
Instagram. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, this is a bit of a tough question perhaps, but why do you think that is, Kim?
I think it comes down to the different environments. Now, this is my own theory. Yeah. But on Facebook, you're bombarded with stuff. So, you know, you've got work friends on there and old school friends and businesses and your grandma, and it's such a – it's a busy, busy environment.
Mm.
Whereas Instagram, you're sort of following – people that you want to see the images. You're choosing a little bit more about who you're watching and what you're looking at.
Yeah.
And I think because of that, because you're a little bit more in control, or I think people feel a bit more in control, then they're more interested in actually engaging.
Like, it's almost like people are able to customize the feed more by following things that are in their interests and everything, rather than, like you say with Facebook, you've got kind of everybody all showing up on your wall, from businesses to your social groups to family, and it all gets a bit... Yeah.
And then there is advertising. Messy. And so the trick will be to see now, firstly, how Facebook and Instagram manage the advertising through so that it doesn't take away from the experience, but also to see whether people stay as engaged.
Yeah.
So there was a time when Facebook was different, and it was only certain people, and you're only following just your friends, and you know your grandmother and your auntie weren't even on there because they didn't know what it was. So Instagram is still new and not everyone is using it, so it's still a relatively clean environment. So we'll see. It's interesting to see how it will evolve.
Mm.
So one thing I love about the platform is that it's really mobile based. So it's not really, it's not something you can use on a desktop. It's something that you take a picture and you upload it. So it's very instant, very real, very live. And I think for our target market, in that they're on the road all day and things like that, something that they can very easily use on their phones and still communicate with their customers is a great benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, the benefits of using Instagram, other than the size, is you can really build your brand and build your relationship with the people who are following you. So they are liking and commenting more, but you're also getting to tell stories through your images. And so that when it comes to the time that people might want to hire someone or get you back, they feel like they know you. And so the images you put across can really help them get to know you and your team and that sort of thing. And also, one of the things for those listeners who aren't using Instagram, there's filters. So even if you take a really crap photo, you can use a filter to make it look okay. I really recommend you try and take great photos, and that you really try and, you know, capture the best shot you can. But even those worst shots, throw the, you know, willow filter or a bit of black and white action over.
Nothing like black and white.
Yeah. Black and white fixes
everything.
So
even the worst photographer can get away with
it. Yeah. It's crazy though, because I am a relative newcomer to Instagram, and probably reluctantly so, to be honest. I got told by a number of people, it's like, oh, you should be on Instagram, you should be on Instagram. And I've done a lot of photography over the years, just amateur photographer. And I find myself now looking at things going, oh, that'd make a good picture for Instagram.
Yeah, your coffee?
Yeah. You've seen my Instagram account.
I've seen everybody's.
But, you know, something like my gym shoes, my CrossFit shoes, last night sitting by the door on the polished wooden floors while I was ironing my shirts for the week. And I thought, oh, that'd make such a cool photo for Instagram. And sure enough, I put it up with some witty repartee about, you know, how I've been away from CrossFit for a while and how it's important to set goals and all that sort of stuff. And the number of likes and comments that I got from people it still blows my mind.
Over a pair of overpriced
stinky
sneakers.
Gym shoes, you know, and they're not overpriced. Thank you very much.
But sure, they are. They're CrossFit-ish.
Yeah. But it's telling such a story about you. Firstly, that you CrossFit. Yeah. Secondly, that you have polished floors. But you know, people get to know you a little bit more. Yeah, so then, I mean, the reality is people buy from people. So if they feel like they know you. You know, we were at a conference recently. I go to people and I feel like I know people and I'll go up and ask them questions and I must look like the biggest stalker in the world because they've never met me before, but I feel like I know them from their social media. And if I then go to ring up and, you know, book a plumber or a builder and I feel like I know them, then it just makes it that much easier decisions.
I know. I was having a coffee with a friend this morning and she was talking about some of the things that she'd been doing in the last few months. And I stopped myself from going, yeah, I saw that photo. No, I already knew that. It's just, this is a bit weird. I kind of, you know, I know all about these people around me and yet I'm not really relating to them. So how do you manage that where, you know, you're putting all this stuff up and people probably feel like they know you when you have conversations with them? Does it ever get odd where you're talking about things where they're like, yeah, I already know that? Like particularly with customers or, you know, people engaged with your brand?
No, I think people are used to it now. I think, and particularly if you sort of say, oh yeah, I saw that on Instagram or I saw you say that on Facebook. I mean, you're choosing to put it out there. So it's sort of in the public domain.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't think it causes issues, but I do think it does create opportunities for sure.
Yeah.
And so what are some of the things that our audience could be posting to help, you know, grow their business brand on there? And a mix of business and personal, I think, is good as well
This
platform. It's definitely about getting to know you as well as what you do and things like that. So what are some things you would suggest?
So I think, and as you said, Warwick, like pretty soon you'll be looking around and finding a million things. But say, and I mean, I'm not a tradie by any stretch, but I am in the middle of gargantuan renovations, so I'm looking at around everything at our house. But if, say, a new bathroom, so you'd look and you could take a picture of the new bathroom and there's one picture and that's great, but every single fitting, every single detail, every single tile, you know, you could actually be showing off so much about one particular area with really, really focused detailed pictures. You could also throw your phone in the corner, say it was a, you know, you're getting building new wardrobes in someone's bedroom, you could throw your phone in the corner and put it on time lapse if it's a new iPhone or a new Samsung, or there is an app called Hyperlapse, and just film yourself doing the job, which is in you know, fast speed. So you almost expect to hear that Benny Hill soundtrack in the background.
That plays in my head when people say that.
But you can see, so people can see you actually doing the work.
Yeah.
And so it just also demonstrates, I think, a lot of the value that different businesses and trades can offer because so I've got a client who does lantern installations, so not a tradie, but it's in the event space. So for events, she'll put up paper lanterns and decorate a space. Now, in my mind, a $2 lantern from IKEA and throwing it up on the wall isn't – so you look at prices and think, oh, that's not really worth it. I could do that myself. And then – so we created some time-lapse videos of her doing that for a few events, and you see that for 3 hours she's up and down a ladder and remote control light fixtures and all these things, and you actually get to understand what's involved. And I think for the tradies it's the same thing. All of us, these, you know, weekend warriors who think we can do it ourselves, thinking it's easy, whereas if you can actually see it happening in real time and real life, you suddenly go, oh, actually that's worth the money because I can possibly do that.
And we did an episode recently about how not to compete on price. And it was a question raised by one of our Tradies Business Toolkit members about having these cowboys coming in and doing it for cheaper. How do you demonstrate value to people? Particularly, I mean, this guy was a painter. How do you demonstrate the value of paint? I mean, paint's paint. It goes on the wall. It looks blue or purple or whatever color you picked for your bedroom. But that whole visual medium is such a good way of demonstrating that, because if you had the time lapse of the prep or a series of photos for a plumber of actually inside the trenches of what goes in there, and then obviously, and it's something that I want to talk about, is actually leveraging that through your other marketing. But you can certainly build value that way by showing people what you do, because if you stand there and tell them, they'll be like, yeah, whatever. But if they've seen the photo series or the time-lapse video, it really just hits home for consumers.
And I think it's that thing. So for my for what I try and teach is there's three real things you can do on any social media, and Instagram's one of them. You can either entertain, educate, or inspire people. So it, when you come down to education, a photo can show the prep involved in painting, or it could be, you know, a series over a job that you show every day what stage you're up to and what that means. Mm. And you've got up to 2,200 characters in the description. So while you can have a really strong photo that captures attention, you can then explain a little bit about what's going on. Don't use 2,200 characters. Oh, no one's going to read it, and they just scroll past and kind of get angry with it. But you do have enough. You're not restricted to a really small amount of space to describe what you're doing. Mm. And I think the education is the best part of any social media. Now, people will say, well, if I tell them how to do it, then they'll do it themselves.
Yep.
I think, and the reality is, you could tell me how to prep paint. I'd rather, you know, eat my own kidneys. So, you know, I like the idea that I know how to do it, or, you know, I understand a bit about what you're doing, but I'm still going to give the job to someone else who's an expert and who can do it faster and without me having to be up and down a ladder. And I'm more likely to give it to the person who's giving me the information than someone who's just giving me a price and I just don't know if they're, you know, ripping me off or not. I'd much rather understand and give it to that person. So.
And you also want to see things that they've done before.
Yeah.
And you also want to be inspired, like you said before. So showing trends in colours or trends in bathrooms or tiles or whatever, photos with happy customers, your staff members, you know, maybe one of the guys had a love note in his lunch that day. Yeah. And, you know, you can have so much fun with it, but it's so easy to do. You don't have to overthink it. You don't have to have a massive strategy behind it. Just when you're on the job site all day, you'll start to see a million things that you can, you know, post and showcase your business through.
And I think the team thing is really, really valuable because when you are booking a tradie, at least from my experience, you just don't know who's coming or, you know, what you're dealing with. You're speaking to someone on the phone, and when someone rocks up and you might have seen them on Instagram or you might have a little bit of recognition, it just it's a trust thing. And that's one thing that Instagram does well, is lets you build trust with potential customers because they can see what you're doing. They see that other people are hiring you. It just gives them a bit more comfort with you. So
what if, and here's a question maybe off the wall a bit, is what if my customer base isn't necessarily on Instagram? Should I be using it? And if I do, can I leverage it in some way to actually, you know, still build that credibility and trust, even if I think my customer base aren't looking at me on Instagram?
Yeah, so you look at it as a overall marketing strategy. So the way I talk about it is your own website is like the mothership of your marketing, or different people say, you know, like the hub of a wheel or whatever. Mm-hmm. So if Instagram is one of the satellites or one of the spokes, then you always want to be trying to feed people back to your own website. The challenge with Instagram is that in the descriptions, the links aren't live, so you can't click on them through to the website. In your profile, you can, so there's one clickable link, but it's not a great traffic driver. But you can share automatically. So when you post a picture to Instagram, you can click that it shares automatically to your Facebook page and to Twitter and to Foursquare and all sorts of other social media platforms. I'd recommend not doing it every single image, because if you do that, why would they follow you on Facebook if they're going to see everything on Instagram, or vice versa. But you can, you know, the pictures that you're really proud of and that you really love, absolutely share across to Facebook. So you are killing two birds with one stone. You can share it to Twitter as well if you're on Twitter, but it only comes up as a link, so I actually recommend that you don't do that.
You can have a Instagram feed on your website as well.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that you can, so all your pretty pictures are going.
And so it
up
becomes a bit like a portfolio.
Yeah.
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 So you can, and so that way your website can drive people to Instagram. So if people, you know, Google and find you, or you're referred by someone else and you have your Instagram feed there or a link through to your Instagram, then they can go and check it out, and it's just another way of finding out a little bit more about you. Business cards, I recommend putting it. If you are going to use any social media platform, then promote it anywhere you can. So whether it's on your quotes, wherever it might be, get people to have a look.
Yep.
And so anyone that doesn't really get social media, just tune out now, because I'm just going to give a ninja tip to Kim. If you go to If This and That and you set up a recipe, it will post your Instagram photos in Twitter.
Oh, cool.
The full photo in the feed.
There you go.
There you go, a little tip for you. So anyway, tune back in, everyone, now.
If This, Then That.
Best web program. Kate and I often just geek out, so yeah.
All right, and we're back. So So are there some, I guess, do's and don'ts, particularly the don'ts with Instagram? We've probably talked a bit about some ways that our listeners could use it, but is there some stuff that you would suggest they just don't do?
Nudie pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
You get banned.
You haven't seen my profile?
Instagram can be really strict, so you do have to make sure that content's not offensive.
Mm-hmm.
I think just don't post crap. Like, you do want to have good photos. As I say, filters can recover a lot of photos, but you want to be trying to tell a story, so don't tell a crap story. Mm. So make sure you're putting across a really good image of what you're doing. As Michaela said, it's only on mobile, so you can only upload photos through your mobile device. And it's against Instagram's terms and conditions to upload it from any other, you know, app or any other way. So a few systems have set up so that you can schedule photos and it will send you a notification to then upload it through your mobile. But it's not an easy platform to schedule ahead like Facebook. So time management-wise, it's not as easy.
Yep.
But you can, if you're on a great job where you love what you've done, you can take the, you know, wide, full bathroom shot and the, you know, drawer handles and the shower head and take 20 photos in one and just space it out. You don't have to put them up all straight away. So you could actually collect a bit of a bank of images that you can use.
Yep.
As I say, you can write really long descriptions, but don't try and keep it. So they sort of say between 300 and 400 words is a good idea. So tell a bit of a story, but don't get too carried away.
Okay.
My comments are never long because I can't stand typing on my
fingers. This is the worst. Yeah.
So they'll always be short and witty.
Yeah, that's what you think. Kim, hashtags. I get so much stick from my friends, particularly the ones that aren't on Instagram, where I share it across to Facebook and it drags all the hashtags over and, you know, I get hashtag wanker and all this sort of stuff back at me. So how do you know what hashtags to use, don't use? How many should I shove in there? Like, do they do anything? What's the go?
Yeah, so for those who don't know, the hashtags is the like the hash symbol, like the noughts and crosses symbol on your phone. And if you put that before any word or phrase, so long as there's no spaces or punctuation, then it creates a link and that link can then be searched. So if you click on that link, it will pull any other images that have the same hashtag. So I think that you can put up to 30 hashtags on an Instagram post. Again, don't.
Don't do
so
that.
You can, but don't. So sort of 3 to 5 is probably enough. It depends on your industry. So if you follow any foodies, they will put 15 and 20 hashtags on every post. But that's kind of what that industry does, and it's just accepted. It annoys everyone else. But if you look at 3 to 5, and so the way you can use hashtags is to try and put your content in front of other audiences. So I was having a look last night and, you know, hashtag tradies has something like 20,000 images on it. There's hashtag tradie life, which is huge, which seems to be a lot of pictures of people's lunchboxes and stuff. But there's a lot of different hashtags that you can get in front. But the reality is that's probably other tradies, which is great if you're wanting to form relationships and partnerships or that sort of thing. But then people are likely to look for something like Brisbane Builder. So you might use hashtag Brisbane Builder or hashtag Brisbane Plumber. Now, there's not so many people using that now, but just try and intuitively think of how people will search for you and how they might come across you.
Yeah, and even ones like, you know, bathrooms, builder, renovations, house porn, anything like that. So it's helped to help people find you on Instagram. That's why you do it. So Warwick's has always got CrossFit. So, you know, anyone that's looking for CrossFit
or motorbikes.
Yeah. So if you search
my lunchbox.
Diversity, you like your coffee.
Yeah.
If you search CrossFit, his shoes would be up there.
Uh-huh.
But like, for example, whenever we're posting, we always do tradies, for example, and we tradies business show as well.
Can you make up your own hashtags? Is that
absolutely?
Is there any benefit in that?
So if it takes off, then because you kind of own it.
Yeah.
The thing with hashtag, they're sort of used now. There's the linking aspect and the search aspect, which is the official use. But a lot of people will put hashtags that are like a punchline. So it's almost like a witty, you know, the punchline to their joke at the end. And if you click on that, that would be the only post on there. Which I still think is hilarious, but it's not of any use actually.
No marketing
for
value
or anything like that.
So there's a lot under like carpentry, carpenters, builders. So your occupation and things like that. If you search that, you'll find a lot. as well.
And so that's a great way. So there's a way of promoting your own stuff through hashtags, but also you can find inspiration and see what's working well. So if you look in some of these hashtags, like bathrooms as an example, you'll see you can scroll through the photos and see the photos that are getting a lot of likes and a lot of comments.
Yep.
And then sort of, okay, well, that's what people are wanting, so you can deliver more of that.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a research tool as well as a promotional tool.
And I notice, well, I think it's recent, but when I start typing hashtags now, it automatically comes up with suggested hashtags and it shows the search results for each one.
Yeah.
So that way if I start typing tradie, I can see that tradie life gets more. So I might go, oh, I'll go with that one because more people are actually posting under that, searching under that, so it's actually got a bit of a live feedback. Is that a fairly recent upgrade to the app?
I think, it's been happening for a while. But And also what it will do, though...
I've only just noticed it.
What it'll also do is show you... So hashtags you've used before, it helps you auto-populate.
Yep.
So if you log out, like if you log out of Instagram and log back in, then it's not doing that for you anymore. But it will pick them up again. So, it just helps you speed things along a little bit.
So you can tell I'm a pro user because I had no idea that something that's been happening for 2 years is
a
recent addition.
I don't think 2 years. But one other thing with hashtags as well, and particularly if you're going to share across to Facebook, you can actually put them in the comment so they don't have to be in that first description. So if you know you're going to share the photo across, you can just write your description, share it, and then go back into the first comment and put your hashtags in there. Then your Facebook friends aren't going to give you shit,
but you still
has the same effect. You appear the same in the searches and everything.
And the other tip I heard also was that if you do use a lot of hashtags, say you're a foodie or whatever, you know, type them all into Notepad, and then just copy them over.
Or a ninja trick, tune out non-geeks, is you can create a keyboard shortcut.
Yes.
So for mine, I manage Instagram for a few clients, and for one, like I can just type GR burger. For one of my pub clients, and then all the hashtags that are related to when we're doing their burger of the week appear within 5 seconds.
Nice.
So we can do a short screen capture video for you as an added extra if you like.
See? Geeking out. Geeks can be sexy, see?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about sexy. Useful, maybe.
Yeah.
Geeky, I think, is the word for it. Anyway. So, Kim, a question we like to ask our guests on the show is, if you had 1,000 tradies in the room, try and keep it to one piece of advice, but what's one tip or piece of advice you would love to share with them?
I think communication is the key. And I know you've talked about that before on the show, but we all have challenges in business, that things that might hold us up or speed us up and make us early. But if you can keep in touch with your customers and let them know what's going on, whether it's before the job starts or during the job, then that's, you're not going to come across any problems. People are generally reasonable if they know what's happening. So, my one tip would be make sure you're communicating at every stage.
Cool.
Well, thank you, Kim. Now, we're going to keep Kim around because she's actually, for our toolkit members, we're actually going to show them how to set up their profile and what are some ninja tips they can do to make the most out of their profile. So if you're a Tradie Business Toolkit member, first 30 days is $1 US, because we've been getting in trouble lately. It's US, $1 for the first 30 days. So it's worth it just to hear Kim's tips on how to set up a new profile. And then it's just US, $27 a month.
So go to tradiesbusinesstoolkit.com to check that out. Kim, thank you very much for coming in and
Thanks
helping me
you.
To not be a hashtag wanker. And Michaela wants to say something else.
Yes, so let's share our Instagram handles.
Oh, our handles.
Yes.
Okay. We should have talked about that.
Non-users, should we explain what an Instagram handle is?
Yes, we should. And Kim's also got a giveaway, which we forgot to mention as well.
Forgot to mention that too.
So your handle is your username.
So on Instagram, if you have your username or handle, it is usually at something. So mine is at Cog Marketing, so K-O-G Marketing. So when you set up your account, you set up this username. So
I'm at MM Clarkey.
And mine somehow got really complicated, and mine is at Warwick_D_Bidwell.
So you can change that, can't you?
You can.
Instagram did that to me.
You can change that, you know.
Right. There you go, listeners. You can change your handle. If you put something in and it gets turned into something horrible, change it so it's something easier.
Yeah.
But mine's Warwick D. Bidwell with a couple of underscores in there. So, and that's my same handle across all my social media platforms. What else have we missed?
Kim is also going to give a wonderful giveaway to our listeners as well.
For anybody who's wanting to set up Instagram, or if you have an account but want to optimize it, I'll have a workbook on getting started on Instagram. So to get that, you can go to Kim O'Gorman, that's kymogorman.com.au/tradies, and that'll be there for download.
And we'll also have that in our show notes as well.
Yep, put a link up there on the show page. So should we wrap Kim's interview up now?
I think we can do that now. Okay, I think we've covered everything off.
Well, thanks again for coming in, Kim, and putting up with our extreme professionalism. Can't even say the word. There you go. At the Tradies Business Show. Great tips in there, and look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks. And that was Kim. So I hope you got a lot of information out of that about Instagram and how it can build your business. We're both big fans of Instagram, and we want to get as many people on there as possible because I think it can really make a difference.
Yep. And it is, I think at the moment, a lot less noisy than Facebook.
Yes, significantly less noisy, but it's creeping.
Yeah.
It's so getting very popular.
There's just a particular way to use it. if you're used to Facebook, Instagram is a bit different. So Kim has shared her getting started on Instagram checklist, and you can go to two places to grab that.
KOG Marketing.
Yeah, you got it right.
Nice. .com.au/tradies. And tradiesbusinessshow.com/...
Whatever the episode number is for this episode, when I figure that out after the show. But just go to the show page at tradiesbusinessshow.com, find this episode about Instagram, and we'll put the links up there as well.
Yes. And if you are a Business Toolkit member, Kim has also done some video training about how to set up your profile the right way with screenshots and everything. So it's really cool.
Yep.
So even if you want that, just become a member for the first 30 days. It's only $1 for the first month, and then it's just $27 a month after that. And there's heaps of training and checklists and a private Facebook group where all of our tradie community get in and help each other and talk about their challenges and bounce ideas off and all sorts of great stuff in there.
Cool.
So that's at thetradiesbusinesstoolkit.com.
So there's Instagram. Start taking photos of stuff and sharing them with the world, building your brand and all that sort of gear. Hope you got some value out of that today, listeners. And until next time.
Bye.
Hooray.
You've been listening to The Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.